tucked into the edge of a tree-lined neighborhood off East W.T. Harris Boulevard in Charlotte, sits St. John's Place. The three-story apartment building was built in 1985. The 32-unit community currently provides an affordable place to live for about 40 people. Several units are occupied by clients of Supportive Housing Communities, which works to provide affordable housing and support services for homeless people in Charlotte. The group owns and operates McCreesh Place on North Davidson Street. And as of last Thursday, Supportive Housing Communities now also owns St. John's Place. Executive Director Pamela Jeffson met me there to talk about the decision to buy the property.
Certainly, we feel that a lot of the older stock, the older apartment stock, is being torn down in Charlotte, and that begins to create issues as far as our lack of affordable housing. So it used to be that a lot of the aging stock became the affordable housing, but now a lot of it's being torn down and replaced with higher-priced, newer developments. And so it further causes difficulties in the community for people to get affordable rent. The other reason for our buying the property is that we have certain standards about how we want our clients to be able to live. We believe that everybody should be able to live with dignity, and we had growing concerns about the state of the property and the maintenance and so forth, and so we figured that our best bet might just be to purchase it and bring it up to a standard that we feel is appropriate.
Is this a first?
Yes, this is our first purchase of an existing building.
Is that something that you would anticipate Supportive Housing Communities perhaps wanting to do more of?
I think this kind of a model is something that we'll continue to pursue. It makes a lot of sense economically. It's a lot less expensive to buy an existing building and fix it up than it is to build new buildings. And we run into difficulties, all of us who do this work run into difficulties when we're thinking about building a new building, because there are a lot of neighbors who feel that they have their fair share of affordable housing, low-income housing, and they resist new developments in their neighborhood. We did not get any resistance here from neighbors. They're very excited that we're going to come in. We're going to fix the place up, give it more curb appeal. We'll have security here. We'll be on site with services. And so it's going to be a secure and safe place for people to live. And we will have lots of partnerships in the neighborhood to build community, which is an important thing for us.
Have you attempted any other purchases of this nature?
There was a nursing home over on Hawthorne Lane that we looked at a number of years ago, and we were going to renovate it and use it for men, women, and families who are formerly homeless. There was a mixed reaction at that time. I think a nursing home is a little bit different from an already existing low-income apartment community. So we had lots of support, and we had also a fair amount of opposition.
So you just decided not to pursue?
In the end, it did not look to us like the funding sources would be available to do what we wanted to do, in part because of some of the opposition that existed there. So in the end, it was just not a project that was feasible.
Most of these units are presently occupied by people who are not clients of Supportive Housing Communities. What happens to the people who are living here now?
Well, the people who are living here now are welcome to stay as long as they're fulfilling their lease and not creating issues for other people, as long as they're good neighbors, which is the expectation of, you know, really anybody, client or not. We're not going to be removing people who are already here. We're looking to have a mix of residents here. I think that's a healthy thing. So as people are moving out, we'll be looking to fully renovate the apartments, and probably in most cases we'll be looking for referrals for people who have disabilities and are homeless.
An attrition approach.
Yes, an attrition approach.
So 5 years from now, what ratio would you envision in terms of supportive housing clients and other residents?
Yeah, my best guess would probably we have a third of residents from the community and two-thirds clients of ours.
Pamela Jeffson is Executive Director of Supportive Housing Communities. The organization recently purchased St. John's Place, an affordable housing apartment community in East Charlotte.